Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about. Okay, today's topic is acupuncture. Do you all know what that is?
Yeah, it's when they stick needles in your body.
Correct. Doctors vibrate the needles, and this relieves pain and promotes healing. China has used acupuncture for over 2,000 years, but it wasn't well known in America until 1971, when a reporter for the New York Times wrote about how it helped him recover from surgery. Today, acupuncture has become a popular trend. People are trying it to cure everything from toothaches to cancer. My uncle used it last year for his arthritis. He swears it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, maybe it is. But in truth, we don't know exactly how acupuncture works or why it's effective. We also don't know much about the risks involved in acupuncture treatment. Some studies have shown that acupuncture is safe, if it's performed by well-trained people. What if it's not? In a Norwegian survey of 197 acupuncturists, there were 132 cases of fainting, 8 cases of punctured lungs, and 26 cases where pain actually increased after treatment. If acupuncture is performed improperly, it can cause many different problems, including nerve damage, infections, and hepatitis B. Acupuncturists are usually not medical doctors. Can we trust their diagnoses? The National Council Against Health Fraud doesn't think so. It warns us that acupuncture is a quote-unquote unproven treatment based on quote-unquote primitive ideas. If you want to try it, the council suggests you should talk with your family doctor first. Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard. Explain how they cast doubt on points made in the reading.